007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, we've had a couple of stars in town with the Jemison Dublin International Film Festival this week, including Terry Gilliam, and he is your first story today.
Yeah, because it looks like he's going to revisit the man who killed Don Quixote. This
really?
Is... Yeah, I know.
He can't leave it alone.
He cannot. 25 years he's been trying to make this movie. 7 attempts to get the production off the ground. The most famous, of course, captured in a brilliant documentary. I don't know if you ever managed to catch it.
Yeah,
Lost in La Mancha was
good.
The name of the documentary. But Johnny Depp was leading that production. It was in 2000 and pretty much everything went wrong. Mm. The set got wrecked at one stage. There was planes flying overhead. There was a back injury for the lead actor. It just was a disaster. Watching it, you would think, why do people make movies? Because it just seemed to be anything that could go wrong did go wrong. Anyway, it
so
seems
what's he going to do?
Well, it looks like he's going to do it again because there's been sort of concept drawings that have emerged in a Facebook post right. by David Warren. He said that he's keen to do it. He's desperate to make the movie. It's a question of who, I suppose, is going to star in it because over the 7 attempts, there's been many people that have come and gone within it. And,
are there
you
any
know,
names being mentioned?
Well, Ewan McGregor is a name that has been mentioned in terms of joining it. Robert Duvall has kind of said he's still there to some degree. He was in that version. That didn't happen, but of course that's many years ago, and he's 81 now. So, Lucas, he's a brave man to head down that route, but he seems desperate to want to tell this story.
We'll keep an eye on that one, that's for sure. Here's a quirky story.
I like this. Yeah, a new documentary called Being George Clooney. Now, what's that
this
about?
Isn't Being John Malkovich at all. This
no,
is very different.
Being George Clooney. It's about the people that do the voices, the overdubbing for the films for foreign markets. So
the other. George Clooney
the
voices.
Other, the
such.
Other George Clooney voices and who are the people that do the voices for the people worldwide. I think that's kind of quirky. They're mounting a sort of Kickstarter campaign for this documentary. The makers of it made one before called These Amazing Shadows, which explored a different thing to in relation to it was the history of the National Film Registry. But yeah, I think this sounds great because the people that they've uncovered is a Brazilian ER doctor, a Japanese man who studied to be a lawyer and a children's book author. They are all the people behind the voices of these stars. That voice for these movies. So they've got this fun going. I think they'll do well. They're looking for 90,000 to make it.
That
but
sounds great.
What a quirky title alone.
Indeed. Now, here's another success story. Angry Birds.
I'm attracted to this one because I find it quite amazing how this film can be happening without the traditional studio finance. Mm-hmm. The company behind it, Rovio Entertainment, have made so much money from the app that they're able to finance this movie themselves, pick and choose what they're going to do. And isn't it extraordinary that you could mount a feature film project of this nature and be in total control of it? They've decided to pick Sony Pictures Imageworks as they're in Vancouver as the animators that are going to basically put the movie together for them. They've done the likes of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and Hotel Transylvania. But the thing is, they're having this choice themselves to say, oh, we'll do it there. There's a lot of tax breaks in Vancouver.
Interesting way to fund, isn't it?
It's absolutely, you know, and they're going to get tax credits and stuff like that by bringing it to Vancouver. But it's an interesting way to do it. They're looking at the 1st of July 2016 as the release date for the movie. Those Angry Birds just won't go away.
Just won't go away. Now, staying with animation, of course, with the sad loss of a much-loved animator this week.
Yes, of Jimmy Murakami. And it is a sad loss because he was so influential within the Irish animation business. And he was 80. But people will probably remember him for his work on The Snowman and also When the Wind Blows in 1986. Animation has been very strong in this country.
Yes,
and it's people like him. him who have helped nurture it and, you know, setting up his production offices here in 1989 and, you know, bringing a lot of animators along with him. It's a sad loss to the business and a sad loss for his family as well.
Okay, that's Jimmy Murakami. News of a musical?
Yeah, they're looking at turning Pushing Daisies, you know, the short-lived ABC series that existed. They're talking about bringing it back and resurrecting it in the form of a musical. Oh. Brian Fuller is the show's creator, and he's been talking about it, saying that it could work on stage and that they're considering it. Kristen Chenoweth was the star of it, Tony Award winner at that.
She's in fine voice always.
Yeah, so you never know how they're going to maybe turn it around. Yeah. Fuller is his hands full at the moment. He's working on that show Hannibal that you might have seen on TV, and it's coming back for a second season. But Pushing Daisies may be on the stage
now
soon.
You've some Bond news for us. I always like to know what's happening with the Bond flicks.
Yeah, this is kind of more a cinematography thing in relation to Bond, but I think it's quite an important one because Skyfall had a very distinct, wonderful cinematic look.
Yeah.
Probably took Bond a little bit out of the cartoon style that it had for some of the movies. Roger Deakins was the cinematographer on it. He was the man responsible for giving it that great visual style. And because a lot of the same crew are coming back to work on Bond 24, it was thought maybe he'll be there too, but he has confirmed that he's not going to be.
Okay.
Which is a bit of a letdown because he's a wonderful cinematographer.
Brilliant,
and it would be a nice unity to have that sort of connection continue through with the same crew, but not to be, I'm afraid.
Meanwhile, The Hobbit?
Yeah, The Desolation of Smaug is going to be released on DVD, Blu-ray and VOD. They've announced it's going to be April the 8th, so you haven't
That's
got too long to wait.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, and they've that many versions, a Blu-ray 3D combo pack, a disc with special limited edition stuff. They're going to, you know, it's amazing because they're not sort of setting the world alight in the same way as The Lord of the Rings did, but there's still a lot of fans out there who want to get their hands on these collector editions.
All right, what trailer should we check out online?
I've been anxious to see this film since I read about it because I was quite intrigued. It's a story that's set in real time. Have we had one of those on the big screen, you know, big budget ones since Colin Farrell in Phone Booth? That type of style? I'm sure there has been. I'm just not thinking of one right now. But this is 90 Minutes in a Car. Tom Hardy starring in the movie. Mm. A very good actor. The movie's called Locke. And Ruth Wilson, Andrew Scott and Olivia Colman starring it with their voices because it's all in the car with Tom Hardy.
Like the sound of that.
I know, yeah. So they've released the trailer, so check it out and see what you think. It doesn't give too much away, but you're intrigued, and I think that's a film like that will.
When you're saying that, I suppose we were always waiting for 24, the movie, weren't we?
We were, and they're going doing a TV series now. They're back to the TV with it. The movie wasn't happening.
Hasn't happened,
Jack Bauer is coming back, but this is very different.
But you're right, that sounds good. That's L-O-C-K-E, is it? Is that the...
Yes.
L-O-C-K-E, okay. So. We will check that out. Okay, new releases in our cinemas. Colin Farrell is back.
Colin Farrell is back alongside Jessica Brown Findlay and Russell Crowe in A New York Winter's Tale. We have a little bit of a clip for you.
I'm Peter Lake.
And where are you from, Peter Lake?
A boat.
A boat?
Yeah. I never knew my parents' boat washed off the shore in Brooklyn. So I was told.
And you steal things?
I do steal things, yeah, from time to time. It wasn't always that way, though. I always wanted to be a mechanic. You know, I always had a knack for fixing things. Getting to the insides of things.
Like safes.
Well, that's how it ended up, anyways. Lately, I've been having a bit of a disagreement with an old boss.
I should imagine disputes in your line of work are hard to settle.
Challenging, yeah.
What's the best thing you've ever stolen?
I'm beginning to think I haven't stolen it yet.
Ah, yes, Colin Farrell, the old charmer.
Yeah, he plays a burglar who falls for an heiress as she dies in his arms when he learns that he has the gift of reincarnation. He sets out to save her. And there's Russell Crowe in there as well. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay, so there's a couple of different movies. Only Lovers Left Alive. vampires. Everyone likes vampire stories. This is a story centred on two vampires who've been in love for centuries, except this time it's a Jim Jarmusch take on it, and he makes quite strange, weird movies. Tom Hiddleston and Tilda Swinton.
You just know that's going to work with Tilda.
Yeah, so you know what you're going to get there. Yeah. Stalingrad is about a band of Russian soldiers who fight to hold a strategic building in their devastated city against a ruthless German army. And then Stranger by a Lake is about a relationship between two men, and one is quite lethally dangerous.
Romantic
and the other
thriller, that's interesting.
Yeah, the other decides to live out the passion anyway. So that's an interesting one. And then The Invisible Woman stars Felicity Jones, Christian Scott Thomas,
and Ralph
Fiennes, who actually goes behind the camera to direct this one as well. It's a Charles Dickens meets a younger woman who becomes his secret lover until his death.
Received, that one.
Yes.
All right. What movie should we check out on the telly?
It's one for the kids, really, and for the kids at heart. And it's on this evening.
Daniel Craig's in it, so I'll be watching it.
Well, he's in it in an animation form, if that's good enough for you. Jamie Bell, Andy Serkis as well, provides the voices in The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn. This is a Steven Spielberg movie produced by Peter Jackson. There's the animation in it is absolutely terrific.
It really
it's
is.
Really good. Bit of a roller coaster as well. It's kind of, there's a lot going on, big adventure within it. Probably didn't set the world alight, but, it's a good movie for a Saturday evening. And there's one amazing shot for it. Look out for it if you watch it. So that's on this evening, The Adventures of Tintin at 6:35 on RTE1.
Lovely, Gareth. Thank you.
Thank you.